invitation, a personal private invitation that, hey, you can call me. You can call me. You see, I'm speaking on the subject, God's private number, because many of us somehow have business cards that whenever we feel like, oh, we pick up the business card and we make a call and the work is done for us. So the phone calls are always good. The relation is good. And if you remember, early this year, the first sermon I preached this year, I preached on how do we go this year. And I told you about how God told me to come and tell us how we should proceed this year. And from the back of that, we did talk about letting God go ahead of us, because this year is a year that we don't know what's going to come. We know the enemy will try in many ways, and we don't know what will come our way, but definitely we should let God go ahead of us, because if we let him go ahead of us, he who is God, he can take care of us as we allow him to go ahead of us. And so the question then is, how do we allow God to go ahead of us? And last week, I did speak on obedience. If God is going to go ahead of us this year, we need to learn to be obedient to his voice. And we also see that in the book of Acts, when the disciples had their last encounter with Jesus, Jesus told them, go and wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit comes. And so, because Jesus had given them that command, they obeyed by going to Jerusalem and waiting. And when you continue to read in the book of Acts chapter 2, we did talk about this. And also last time when Pastor Joseph came to visit us, he talked about while the disciples were in one accord praying, the Spirit of God descended upon them. The Holy Spirit came down. You see, I've talked about this year, if God is going ahead of us, being obedient. The next thing I want to talk about is praying. We need to now begin a conversation with him. We need to now begin to talk. You know, it's okay to always say pray, pray. And I know you know this about me. I love to encourage all of us to pray. I've literally told all of you that I can't solve your problems for you. I am not a problem solver. I know one whose name is Jesus who can solve all your problems and all my problems. And it is he that I always encourage you to seek. And so this morning, I have come to talk about talking to this God. But when you look at Jeremiah 33 verse 3, let's go to Jeremiah 33 verse 3. That is where the invitation is. God's private number. God gives us his own personal private number. You see, when you look at this passage, the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was in prison at this point, because he had been preaching and talking, prophesying against the way the people of Israel were living their life, to the extent that the people themselves told their king to put Jeremiah in prison. So Jeremiah finds himself in prison for speaking the truth and doing the things of God, and he's perplexed, he's suppressed, he's down, he's heartbroken. And God comes to him in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, and he says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. That is God's command to all of us. This sounds like a lot of things. Let me just break a few things down. One, it is a command. God is saying that, hey, call on me and I will answer. He commands us to do this. Apart from it being a command, it is also an invitation. There is a softness to it that, hey, you can call on me and I will answer you. There is a soft tone of God in this, that call on me. He's saying, Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever your hardship is, call on me. Pray. Talk to me. Talk to me. And so you find it that prayer, when it is not done, because God has access to do it, and if we refuse to do it, we sin against God. And so prayer, when it is not done, becomes sinful. All of us have to pray, need to pray, because we serve a God that has given us an invitation. Creation, as he created us, he has called on us, he has given us an invitation and commanded us to call him, and he will answer. He says, call on me. And so if we refuse to do it, we sin. You see, there is nothing prayer cannot do. Prayer is the answer to every problem, every issue, every breakthrough. You see, when we go through failures, and if we do sit down to analyze it faithfully and carefully, we will always be able to attest our failure to the lack of prayer in our lives. Prayer is key in everything a child of God does. Prayer is very important. It is truly a command. God is saying, call on me. Talk to me. Come to me. Come. God is sending an invitation. Come. Wherever you are, whatever you are. You see, this come does not mean only come to church. It means develop yourself to talk to me. Be willing to talk to me. Because God is not bound to places. The Lord Jesus said, there is a time coming when the true worshiper will worship God in truth and in spirit. Since that time when Jesus went to the Calvary cross and died, the word of God says that the veil that blocked the place of holy of holies from the unholy place, as the Lord Jesus died on the Calvary cross, that veil that divided the sinful world from where God was torn and torn apart, signifying that now, because Jesus has died, we can all go to God. We can all come to God. And so no matter who you are, no matter where you are, God is giving us this invitation and a command to call on him, to pray. To pray. Pray. Almighty God came to Jeremiah and did just that. You see, when you look at Jeremiah 32, 17 to 19, he says, ah, Lord, you see, why should we go to God? Why should we call on God? Now look at what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah 32, 17 to 19, he says, ha, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Greatness, counsel, and mighty in work. You see, this powerful and awesome God has sent me and you a personal invitation that we should call on him. Jeremiah understood that the God that is calling him to pray and to seek him and to call on him is not just any person. It is not another billionaire or another rich person or another millionaire or another brother that lives close to the rice that I like. No, it is the God of creation. It is the God of all powers, all authorities. It is he that is saying, call on me. the very powerful God, the source of all things, is passing this invitation to you and I. You see, if you and I refuse to accept this invitation, if we refuse to take advantage of this invitation, we literally tell him to get off. We show disrespect to the invitation. I have had certain scenarios and situations where I have been invited to a gathering that I really would wish not to go. But to show honor for the invitation that has been extended to me, I go. And many of us today are telling God that his invitation to us is useless. We don't want to be bothered with it. We can't be concerned with it. We are not taking advantage of it. And frankly, we are losing out. If you refuse to pray, you tell God, I don't want to be kept bothered with your invitation to me. Toss, who are you? If that's what you're saying to God, maybe you haven't thought of it this way, but God has sent this invitation. And if you refuse to accept it, if you refuse to respond to it, that is what you are literally telling God, I can't be bothered with you. It shows disrespect to the invitation. And because we are refusing to take advantage of this great and mighty invitation to a mighty and powerful God, the enemy sometimes and most of the time is also playing nonsense with us. Many of the issues in our life and struggles we go through could be handled by prayer. You see, the devil knows this, which is also why he would do everything possible to distract you from praying. He would do everything possible to tell me not to teach on this subject, because once you can pray, he has no control over you. The child of God that values prayer, that values the essence of talking to God, is a mighty and a powerful human being on this earth, because prayer has no ends. Prayer solves all situations. God says, call on me and I will answer. And so when you call on God, you are calling on a higher authority, a higher God, a powerful God, to interfere in human affairs. That is what you are doing. And so now you can see, I've talked so much about prayer and why we should pray and that, and God is awesome. Yeah, Pastor Barnes, you've said all this. How do I do it? I want to share simple ways that you can do this. Simple lessons I have learned over the years of studying from other prayerful people. I have learned, and I want to share them with you. The first one is this: make prayer a habit. When you fail, start over again. You have to keep trying until this becomes a habit in your life. You see, a habit is difficult to break. And so, make prayer a habit. Designate a time and place for prayer when you regularly go to pray. Have a devotional time. Many Christians do not have a time, a designated time in their whole 24 hours a day when they seek God, when they hear from God. And in this year, if we are going to allow God to go ahead of us, we need to have a designated time where we have that personal, private time, devotional time with God. Personal devotion is important. The third one is make the time and place the most optimum for you. Find the time when your mind is keenest, your attention strongest. Don't choose the time that you know you start to fall asleep. Like for me, I have such an early starting life. I am such an early bed. And so, by 10 p.m., my whole system is in a certain frame that if you come to my house and we're going to be sitting down chatting, you will know I am falling asleep. And so 10 p.m. is not the time I say, oh, I'm going to use that time to pray. Because my mind will not be at its most optimum time. You got to know yourself. You got to know in your life the time when you are most awake, when you are most jubilant, when you are most ready. Portion that time to spend a quality time with God. 4, take some things with you. Many of us, when we are praying, we like to tell God our mind. Take a Bible with you. Take a notebook with you. Take a pen with you. You are saying you are calling on this awesome and powerful God. You see, many a times we are so eager to be telling God our mind. You see, prayer is not the time you tell God your mind. If anything, you need to know what God says about you. God says that he watches over his word to see it performed. And so what God has said to you is what he is more concerned about. And so when you're going to pray, take your Bible with you. Read scripture. Read scripture. Read scripture. Read scripture. And from the prayer, thank God. From the scripture, thank God. And you know, while you are at the praying, there are things God will want to say to you. Write them down. How many times did God tell Moses? God himself, the Ten Commandments, he wrote it himself with his fingers for Moses. He told the Israelites, write the word on the doorpost of your door so that you will not forget. God is not a waste God. I've been saying this to all our ministry leaders. If we are praying and seeking God for a vision for the next 5 years, he's going to give us the vision. Now, we need to be serious that we will carry out that vision because he will hold us accountable to that which he told us to do. And God is not waste. And so, if you're going and you're going to forget, then why should he even bother to talk to you? Have your notebook. You see, there is a saying that the weakest ink, the faintest ink, is stronger than the weakest memory. Oh, God said something I've forgotten. While you are forgotten, you can take your notebook and remember, oh yeah, this is what God said that he would do for me. So go with some tools that will help you in prayer. Begin by reading, I have said that. Learn to pray about things all through the day. The word of God says that pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And so, yes, there is that time that you spend that, you make that quality time. And there is also the time when as you're going through the day, you're talking to God and you're committing situations and circumstances into God's hands. I have a habit of praying every airport that by God's grace, I love to travel. Every airport I go through, I use that as an opportunity to pray for the people in the town. Pray for the people in the town. Every church I drive by, I raise my hands and I pray. Make it a habit of praying. Anything. Throughout the day, talk to God. Throughout the day, talk to God. Keep a record of your request and answers prayer. Every request you make, keep a record of it. And go back to reviewing. Then you will begin to see how much God is actually working in your life. Sometimes, when you have no recollection of these things that God is doing for you, it makes you think this God is not active in your life because you always hear other people's testimony and God is not doing anything in your life. But when you have a record that you can go back and visit, you remember, oh wow, 2018 he did this for me. 2019 he did this for me. Oh, 2030 he did this for me. 2016 he did this for me. And that will help you to grow in faith towards God. Put on the whole armor of God. Prayer is warfare. The moment you begin to pray, all the artillery of heaven of Satan will also be released on you. But when you're wearing the full armor of God, you have a defense mechanism. So put on the full armor of God, child of God. While you pray. so that when the attacks of the enemy come, they will not penetrate through you. If you are by yourself, pray out loud. I find myself doing that. There is a place where, because I'm alone, I personally, my mind starts to wander. But there is something about praying out loud that controls your thought. And so when you are alone, open your mouth and pray. Lord God, I bless you. I worship you. I give you praise. I give you honor. That is not that I have seen. There was a time we were having an all night. Not here. And a brother was kneeling there praying. Kneeling and praying. And me, I will pray, move about a bit. Pray, move. I got there. And so me, I tell you, you need to get to know me. I went a little bit close to him and I hit him and then he fell. I said, "What are you doing?" Don't allow the enemy to control you like that. There is a time for everything. If you are praying, pray. Open your mouth. You know, so when you are among public, in people, I mean, it might sound a bit weird. This guy is cuckoo in his head. I mean, why is he walking around and talking to himself and saying stuff we don't know? You remember what they said about the people in the book of Acts, that they were crazy and they were drunk? So when you are alone by yourself, pray. But in the among people, you know, you can pray in your head, but make it a habit of opening your mouth to speak. Speak. Open your mouth to speak. When you open your mouth to speak, you actually take control of your atmosphere, your environment. If your mind wanders, pray about that thing. If you're praying and something is really bothering your mind, you can't go, you need to stop. That is basically what God is saying, pray about. That's what God is saying, pray about. So pray. 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 Don't stop praying. If something is on your mind, just commit it into God's hands and continue praying. Suddenly, I can't find the rest of my notes. Hey, Satan, bring my notes in Jesus' name. You liar. You see me talking about prayer, so you want to try me, eh? You don't know. You don't want to upset me this morning at all. This is serious. The same thing happened to me last 2 weeks. Pray. You see, the word of God says that the things that are on our hearts, he grants us. So when you're praying and that thing is on your mind, it is obvious God wants you to pray about this. Stop everything else. Stop your motions and all that. And just commit it into God's hands. You see, in looking at this verse, call on me and I will answer. He says, call on me and I will answer. You see the confidence of the promise. The confidence that is in the promise. God is saying, call on me and I will. I will answer. You see, the answer may come in 4 different ways. The answer may come in 4 different ways when you pray. The first answer would be a specific answer to your request. There's been so many times I have prayed about something and it has happened just as I prayed and sought. And I'm like, oh wow, it marvels me at the awesomeness of God and the supreme God that we serve. He answers swiftly. And there are times, the second time will be that it will partially be delayed for a reason. I want this to happen. And you begin to pray, and while you're praying and praying, the answer never comes. And you're like, oh my days, what is happening? Nothing is happening. Because God has times when he does things in the lives of his people. And your timing is not God's timing. But God's timing is always the perfect for you. And so you wait patiently. The third thing is partial response to your prayer. You pray and ask for something. You remember 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The apostle Paul prayed and he asked that God would take away a thorn from him. But God said, oh no, as for this thorn, I'm not taking it away from you. I am actually going to give you grace for you to go through this period. There might be certain things you will be praying that you want the answer your way, but God will give you a partial response to that situation. Because God knows what you need, not what you think you need. God knows what is best for you. And there is the fourth one, which means that your prayer will sovereignly be delayed, be denied. You ask God for something and you don't get it at all. God doesn't give you the answer you are looking for. There are many times, many prophets through the Bible that prayed that God would kill them. Moses prayed that prayer. Elijah prayed that prayer. Jonah prayed that prayer. And God didn't kill them. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows what is good for you and I. And he knows what is bad for you and I. And so there might be certain things that we may be asking for that are very dangerous to us. And being God and sovereign, who knows the beginning from the end, will say, no, I am not giving you this now. That doesn't mean God doesn't care about you. That doesn't mean he didn't answer you. He chose to do what is best for you and I. And so he says, call on me and I will answer, which we have seen that the answer comes in four ways, and show you great and mighty things you do not know of. The conquest in that prayer, in the invitation. The invitation is not only telling us to pray, but the invitation is also assuring us that if we do call on him, we will become conquerors. There is a song that goes, great and mighty conqueror, you are worthy of your name. Jesus is worthy of his name. He's a mighty conqueror. He defeated Satan. He defeated sin. Cross and death could not hold him bound. He died and he's resurrected. Now he's seated on the right hand side of the Father. Through him, we call on this God. And this God, we've already realize and observe and study that he has chosen to reveal himself to be a mighty God. He is a powerful God. He is a God. Nothing hinders him. Nothing stops him. When he says he will do something, he does it. God will do anything he wants to do, as and when and how he wants to do it. Nothing is above him. He is the creator of all things and he is the Lord of all laws. No situation overwhelms him. And he is God that can cause miracles in our situation. And so when we pray, God can cause the most difficult situation, the most situation that overwhelms, the situation that looks like there's nothing that can happen about this, God can turn it for the good of them that love the Lord and accord according to his purpose. Look at the creation. Look at creation. And that is what God, when he was speaking to Job, he began to ask Job, have you ever created a human being before? Have you created the animals that you see, those leviathans, and can you create any of them? By the time God should finish a few lines, Job is like, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Miraculous God is whom is giving us this invitation to pray. And so we cannot take prayer lightly. me and you can change situations. Me and you can turn nations around. There is no difficult heart that God cannot transform. There is no sinner that God cannot touch. I know when I was in my sinful world, how people prayed for me. As a matter of fact, Jesus prayed for you and I, even before we accepted Jesus. His prayer with the Father, he said that, Father, not that I'm only praying for these followers, I also pray for those who will come after. And this prayer is still working till today. Me and you, you and I, we have accepted Jesus and we are worshiping him as our Lord and personal Savior. And so God can create greater things. God can do awesome things. His word tells us that anything that we ask for, we should believe that we have received. And so you see that you got to bring yourself to this place of believing that the Lord that you are calling upon can do this for you. If you're going to call him and you can't believe that he exists and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, then you miss the mark. But you see, he says, call on me in time of need and I will answer and show you great and mighty things you do not know of. Not you know of. He's going to take us on this journey. That means that when we are praying, we need to pray according to his will. That is why it is important to read scripture in our prayer. That's why it is important to stay in the word of God. That is why it is important to obey him. We have to pray in accordance with God's will. And the only way you can pray in accordance with God's will is if you know it. And God has made his will so clear to us in the Bible. Pray. But don't go with your own agenda. Go seeking God's agenda and praying God's will. Why do you want that 5-bedroom house? Why do you want that new vehicle? Why do you want to go to that school? Why do you want that guy? Why do you want to marry that young guy? Why do you want to marry him? These are questions you need to always question your motive before you ask God to do it for you. Because if it is not in his will, like I said, the fourth way that he answers is sovereignly denying what you want. And many of us are praying amidst because we are asking for things that are not in alignment with God's will. And so we are not receiving them. And then we give up and make up all sorts of reasons why and curse God and denounce God and give up on faith and talk like we do not know God. Oh, this God, how many times? Oh, this God. I hate such Christians. And I have time for such Christians because I let you tell me your mind and I find the most powerful way to hit you with words to make you realize that you are being foolish. God is supreme. And if you're praying and your answer is not being answered, start to ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Where am I missing the mark? Am I being impatient? Is it in God's will? You know, there's a brother I know that wanted to marry a girl that was engaged to be married to another guy. I know a brother that wanted to marry a married woman. I know a brother that wasn't being faithful with his tithing and offering, that wanted to win a financial court case. I said, my brother, you want us to pray with you and all that. You don't pay you don't give tithe in the house of God, but you see you have a case at court. IRS has caught you. Now you want us to pray with you on this. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why the IRS caught you? Child of God. He says, call on me and I will answer. Why don't you pray? Why do you pray? What is the motive of your prayer? This year, if we are going to let him go ahead of us, let's begin talking to him. That is why in this house, praying is very important to us here. I have told you guys, I'm not in a hurry anywhere. I didn't come for a 5-year plan here. I came as the pastor. When God says go, I will go. But until then, I'm not going to run. I'm praying everything out. Pray, ministry leaders. Pray, members. Everybody pray. And if we pray, we begin to talk to God. He will begin to do great and mighty things in our life. Because prayer cannot be stopped by Satan. Satan has no defense mechanism against prayer. Because it is God that moves when you pray. He is not saying that pray and I will let somebody move for you. He says pray and I, who is giving you the promise, I, the supreme God, the almighty God, the all authority God, I will move for you. So Satan, who is also a creation like you and I, cannot hinder your prayer. The missile you fire in prayer, Satan has no defense mechanism against it. And he will do everything to hinder you, child of God. So don't allow Satan to win in this battle. Okay? You see, when you read the context of this Jeremiah, it is in the context of a nation and how the nation had fallen. And isn't it the same? Even today we were looking at thriving in Babylon. And we were the first session is talking about how we live in a fallen world. A world with a lot of crises and issues. Yes, our world is filled with crises and issues. We have governments who are not even doing things according to God's will. We have leadership of nations who are not working agreement, not doing things, making decisions for the best of the people. We see all that is going on. The discrimination in our world, the racism that is going on, all the evil that we can see. The immoral behavior in our world, look at the entertainment industry these days. All this as a nation. And so, God is saying, call on me and I will answer. You as an individual has an important invitation to go to this supreme God to have a say in the well-being of this nation, in the well-being of our world. There is so many opportunities that the child of God has. There are many things that we can do in our world to change the direction in which it goes. And it starts with praying. The easiest thing to do, but the most difficult thing to do, and the least done thing by children of God, praying. When, in fact, when we pray, situations begin to change. Child of God, pray. God has given you his personal private number. Call on me and I will answer. Call on me and I will answer. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Assess